Hey, just letting you know, Fast and Loose is on right now. We are back. Thanks for being here. And we're going to do some light stretching this morning, so get ready for that.
Oh, windy. is a full moon. Break down and have nowhere to go. Emotions are done.
Oh, give. Oh.
Hey, it's me. Nate, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Radio. It's freeform, and that's important. Also, I haven't been here in a couple of weeks. It's been a busy summer, but also just like a really hot summer. And that's contributed to my sort of like interest, my effort level, if you will. It's tough. I've been using that sub list, so I hope the subs have been treating you right. It's nice to be back. It's really great to have a summer show, and I'm sitting in here, and I'm like reflecting on how much this time means to me. And I can't believe I let it go, especially last week. Last week, no excuses. It was a holiday week, and I was doing stuff around my house, and I'm like, well, the show can wait. But you know what? This is a really great opportunity to hang out, to collect my thoughts, and I have some thoughts. So we're gonna transition. A little Sigur Rós in the background, thinking music. Got some thoughts to share with you. I've been thinking a lot about the act of like creating something. Putting something together, truly not just perpetuating a machine that you're a part of, but truly like a true act of creation. This is real truth and beauty type stuff for listeners of the show who dabble in like philosophy. And as you know, the stance of the show is that more people would like philosophy if philosophers weren't such bummers. To truly read philosophy, you have to have a strong mind and a strong discipline, really. It's not this accessible thing that it's like, hey, here's like, so, because if it was, it would just be sort of like pop wisdom. It'd get onto the like the the style guide that's like words on wood. You walk into someone's house and like all the art on their walls are just pictures of themselves or words on wood. And hey, this is some people I love are rocking that category. And as an aside, too, I did see something that it's like, hey, remember back in the day when, like, before sort of the Chip and Joanna Gainesification of houses, where everything became vinyl and shiplap and beige, and really, I mean, truly a simplistic type movement, but definitely not warm in any particular way. I heard somebody describe that as, this is interior design for cowards. Remember back in the day when the rich kid in your street... their house looked like the macaroni grill. And it's true. Those styles that really were like, it was this sort of like the Florentine style of open fresca kitchen. The yellow orange brick, the big bottles of olive oil and olives and I guess dried tomatoes that had been put into olive oil, that stuff that just sort of lined above the kitchen, never to be used. You wonder where those things were purchased. Hey, I'm looking for decorative olive oil. That's going to be a different price point than the stuff that you used to cook with. Anyway, yeah, sort of before that style, which I think will age the same way that you walk into my grandmother's house and that style has aged. I do think that we will see the shiplap beige square off, you know, everything is either stainless steel, granite, or vinyl. I think that will start to look strange, at least cold. I think that's mainly my main takeaway, is it's very museum like, especially too if that stuff isn't in the service of accentuating like one single piece of art. Like I can understand if it's like, hey, I have this like piece of art that's like a phoenix rising out of a stump or something like that. Or in the case of the Sigur Rós album, which is A with an apostrophe over top of it, TTA. I mean, I'm not out here trying to pronounce these words. It's like a rainbow that's on fire, and it's like, yeah, there you go. You like a big print of that. That would absolutely just control the room if that was in like my in-law's house in Florida. Oh, but anyway, the act of creation. is interesting because what truly is created by yourself and what's created by other people is and that you're just like a part of is a real solid question. And then the act of co-creation, the act of creating something, music is a great example of this, that isn't necessarily controlled by you and isn't necessarily controlled by somebody else, but it is a combination of those two things. The end result is something that is co-created, created in community, or created as really a compromise of two visions that becomes something that neither one party holds specifically. I was thinking about this in terms of anything that I think about. I think about it in terms of relationships. As my friends, what we have together isn't owned by me or by them. It's created together. I am a certain person when I'm with certain people. That's a given. I don't think everybody's the same all the time. But that who that is created, I think, as much by myself as by the other person. I mean, you could split hairs to say, well, I bring a lot to the table. Because I do. You know me. I'm Nate. But also, that thought of bringing anything to the table is a result of the relationship that I have with the other person. And this is where you can kind of get into like a real bummer of like, all right, let's pull some like real normative like phrases at it, or like conclusions. And it's like, nah, there's no conclusion. It's just I rely on my friends to become certain versions of me, which I like. That's okay. That's like completely okay. And actually, it kind of helps to acknowledge it because it makes me value my friends a lot higher. And it kind of explains, too, that especially during the summer, when I don't see people as much, spend a lot of time, like a guy from Washed Out, his most recent album, Notes from a Quiet Life. Apparently, he bought like a horse farm. He's been living out there. And a real part of that is like this. You're alone, and being alone isn't bad. I have a piece of myself that is staying up late, staring out of my window while reading like Marilyn Robinson books. It was last night. I think that there's a piece of that that's really good and really important, but I think that there's a co-created piece of me that I miss, that I cannot bring out myself, that I require somebody else, really specific people. I require them to bring that out of me. And it's so crazy because I was in Atlanta. I was visiting friend of the show, Anton. This is an example. And got to hang out at his house like for 2 days, basically, and talk to his fiance, wonderful person, Katie. Big shout out to the two of them getting married at the end of the summer. And it really was interesting because that version of me that I was for those 2 days hadn't really existed for like a year. And you slip right back into it. The jokes, the like the comments, even my style of speech changed. And it's like, oh yeah, this guy, I love this guy. I love being this guy, but it needs Anton to exist. I think that's great. It's like a gift, you know? It's like a gift that we can only give. You can only give somebody else by your presence. It's also hard because that version of me is so temporary and so contingent that I lament its loss when I leave. As soon as he dropped me off at the airport, that was it. Guy's gone. Only to be recovered later on this summer when I'm back for the wedding, which is going to be great. I'm excited about that, but maybe some of that melancholy that I feel over the summer is losing that piece of yourself that only somebody else can create.
I learned to drive, and you told me you'll never survive. Grab your mother's keys, we're leaving. You always seem so sure that one day we'd be fighting in a suburban war. You're part of town against mine. I saw you standing on the opposite shore. But by the time the first bombs fell, we were already born. We were already, already born. Sometimes I can't believe it. I'm moving past the feeling. Sometimes I can't believe it. I'm moving past the feeling again. Wanna be so hard, but in my dreams we're so screaming and running through the yard. And all of the walls that they build in the 70s finally fall. And all of the houses they build in the 70s finally fall. Nothing at all, it meant nothing.
Sometimes I can't believe.
Hey, I'm here to ask you the question, why not grow your own? If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly, and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow... I'm not going to read that part. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals if you don't use pesticides or other chemicals. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I'm out here harvesting crops, despite the efforts of the varmints that are plaguing my garden. I have not one, but three groundhogs that I've been trying to dissuade from entering my property. I fixed my fence. That was a real homeowner type move. Out there just shoring up the posts and trying to get all the patches. Anyway, I get to this point. This is just a quick story. So my dad was up here for a week. We did everything. I have this back fence that's, it's wood, it's older, but we stabilized it. We drove a bunch of piles back in, and then we dug down, we lined that bottom part with chicken wire, we patched up all the holes that were in the wood, everything. This thing is like, all right, we got it, Fort Knox. We're inside in the sunroom, hanging out, having lunch, and we look, and bam, the groundhog's sitting right there, eating all the mulberries that fall into our yard from my neighbor's tree. And he's looking at us, he's like, you guys are idiots. So I get up, I open up the door, and I kind of go to just like to chase him out to see where he goes. He goes and he just jumps and climbs the fence, the metal fence that lines the side of the yard, which we had not worried about at all. He just climbs over it. He's like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do. I will get here. I lived here long before you did. I will watch you perish in this house. So anyway, big ups to the ground. After that, now it's scorched earth. Okay, now I'm like, you know what? Eat all the mulberries you want, because eventually you're not going to be able to get your little butt over that fence. Okay, it's a strategic advance to the rear. That's my new strategy now. The scorched earth. Okay, come into the yard. You know, I'll leave the gate open. Come into the yard, eat all the mulberries you want, and eventually, you will not be able to climb over that fence. That's my goal. That's right now. I don't know. I might be making things worse. But anyway, it has been fun. I do have a raised bed he's not getting to. And I'm growing strawberries and kale and beans and tomatoes and onions and broccoli and peppers. I'm growing everything. It's great. Okay. A little bit more time here, but I don't think anybody's backing me up. So I got plenty of time. I got plenty of time to kick it. I saw this come up in the queue, and I just can't help but not play it. All right, sweet.
Like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what live was? Comprehend to the track force. Why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove. We'll be right back.
kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm born.
Born, then.
Can I kick it to my tribe that flows in layers? Right now, Fife is a poem sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Listen to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Touch Reform Radio. Let's keep it going, all right?